This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a Monday morning. Welcome back. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Hey, you're extra saucy this morning.
Yeah.
Double collared and hands are moving.
Mm-hmm.
46 degrees right now. Feels like 39 with the wind.
Great June morning.
Although we're getting back into June weather starting at like 11.
All right.
You got a high of 70 degrees. Going to be sunny all day long. The heat is on. Da-na-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na. Thank you. Wednesday, we will be diddling 90, depending on where you are. But we got all week to get into
that.
All right. Look, if you listen to this show, you are not mistaken thinking that we are manly men and Kimmy. We're the opposite of manly men and Kimmy, right? And I think we've come to terms with that.
Yeah.
But there are situations every once in a while where it's just like rubbed in our faces.
What happened?
Well, I was talking to Billy Kidd this morning, you know, down on the country station.
Yeah.
And now he's like a man's man.
A big old country boy.
He is a big old country boy, big old country beard.
Got country hands.
And he's got that, he's got his country shirts.
Got a country truck full of dust and mud.
All of these things. And he's got
sadness. Every little scratch is a story in that car, that truck.
He's got like a camp, a ranch, like he's got property.
Yeah, he's got like an estate.
Spend some time in the woods.
Country estate, yeah.
I don't think he's got an estate.
Well, like a country estate.
What is that?
Country estate.
Well, there's a lot of outdoor stuff.
Okay. It's new, Kimmy. It's a newer place that he's like setting up, right? So I go, how was your weekend? He goes, oh, man, I'm hurting. I had to move a cord of wood.
Oh, wow.
And I go, oh, that's
a whole cord? A
whole cord of wood. And he goes, yeah.
Ooh,
and he's telling me about moving all this wood and all this stuff. And I'm just going, yeah. The whole time.
Yep.
You know how much a cord of wood is?
No.
Kimmy?
No idea. I've never heard that term before.
Neither do I.
I've heard the term.
Same with you.
I don't know how much that is.
Yeah.
Nope.
Is that like a whole flatbed? Could you fill up a whole pickup truck with a cord?
Well, see, I'd love to tell you, but I was so ashamed that as a man, I didn't know what a cord of wood was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I was afraid to ask.
Okay.
So I just kind of went along with the story, nodding. Mm. Trying to sound like a man.
Yeah.
And he kept being like, right? And I'm like, yeah, no, I hear you.
That's a mess of wood right there.
That wood.
Got to wrap up those cords, too, which is makes it tough because on account of all the cords, the loose cords there.
So he chopped up with an axe?
No, did not chop. Had to move cord.
Okay,
wood.
Move it. Okay.
Yeah. But based on how he was talking about like his back hurting and his body hurting, I assume a cord.
It's like a lot.
It's a lot of wood.
Yeah, like I would think you could fill up the back of a pickup.
Okay, Kimmy.
Yeah.
And this is. It's shameful.
Okay, yeah.
Can you Google how much a cord of wood?
I don't know why, but I was picturing like those bundles you get.
That's what I thought. Yeah. But then he was talking about how much he was hurting, so it couldn't
it's
just gotta
be a ton of it.
A ton.
So are we gonna get a weight, or are we gonna get like how many?
Bro, I have no
logs
idea.
That is.
I don't know what a unit of measure
okay,
cord is.
All right. A cord of wood.
You know what we're gonna get yards.
A unit of volume to measure stacked firewood, typically defined as 128 cubic feet. So it's
I have no idea.
It's a pretty, Like, there's a picture of it. It's a pretty significant
stack
mess
of wood.
All right, but again, like 128 cubic feet, that doesn't do anything for me. I don't know the difference between a foot and a cubic foot.
A cord can be visualized as a stack of wood that is 4 feet high and 8 feet long and 4 feet deep.
Damn!
All right, that's a pile of wood.
Oh, a cord of wood.
A cord of wood
is what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
God, we are such bitches. Not only do we not handle cords of wood, right? There would be no need to handle a cord of wood. We couldn't even picture a cord. And we were even arguing what a cord of wood is as she was defining what a cord of wood was.
Yeah.
Like, there are some things that every man should know. And I feel like today I learned cord of wood. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you need to use a cord of wood or you're moving a cord of wood should be something every man knows.
Okay. But right. I've never had a need.
Yeah, but Pat built his own fire pit. He should know this.
Yeah, but I don't need a whole cord of wood. I don't
know.
Well, now you know you don't.
It'll last you a long time.
Yeah, like I think I've used like 5 bundles of wood the entire time I've had the fire pit in 5 years. I'm not kidding. Like if I buy one of those, like, you know,
the ones out in front of like this grocery store.
Yeah, Country Max, which is where I stop to get my propane and wood.
Yeah.
That's sissy
wood.
Is it sissy?
That's soft sissy wood.
Is that sissy wood?
Of course.
I think it's just wood.
Where's it already
bundled up with a little handle on it for you.
Yeah, you're not chopping down your own tree. Yeah.
I don't have a tree to chop down.
Yeah, but you ain't even moving it. You're just moving a little package of wood.
Well, am I supposed to get more wood than I need to look tough?
Yeah. More wood, the tougher you look.
No,
if I see a guy pull up with a truck full of wood, I go, God damn, that's a lumberman right there.
No, I'm not arguing the more wood you have, the tougher you look.
Mm.
I'm just saying, I got where's that wood go?
What am I going to use it for?
Yeah. Mm. What am I going to do with it?
You got to keep it somewhere. You got to keep it dry, right?
You got to keep it in your shed.
I don't.
Next to your tools.
I don't have tools. I got like a couple tools, but they're like loose tools. I don't have like a toolbox.
All right.
Should I get tools?
Yeah, you should get
some tools.
I'm
surprised you didn't inherit tools. Like
from who? My dad?
But even your dad had tools whether or not he used them.
My dad was a tool. He did not have tools.
No, I think he would have them just because he felt like he had to have them.
Okay, I remember now that I close my eyes and flash back to my childhood.
I think every dad had tools.
I do remember a red toolbox it wasn't even metal. It was made out of like plastic.
Yeah.
But like it never had the tools you needed. It was like the weird ass
mishmash.
Yeah,
tools.
But like none of the tools he had like functioned in a regular everyday basis.
I never had tools till I bought a house and I had a Sicilian father-in-law.
Okay.
Then he demanded that I have tools, and he would bring tools over to me that he thought I needed, whether they were from his set, or he went out and got them.
No kidding.
Yeah, he would
look
just show
you.
Up.
That's kind of nice.
But I didn't know how to. He had to also show me how to use them,
which is very emasculating.
Oh yeah.
Right. You stand here, grown ass man. Well, I show you what every man should know.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Talking to Billy Kidd down at the country station this morning. He was saying he's hurting because he had to move a cord of wood this weekend.
Yeah.
He was telling me the story, very intriguing story. And he kept being like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And I kept nodding along because I was embarrassed to admit I didn't know how much a cord of wood was. And it turns out, cord of wood, a lot of wood.
Yeah.
A lot of wood over there. And, like, it's one thing. Are you embarrassed when, like, people have to come over to fix things for you?
I used to be, but now it's nice.
Okay.
Because after a while. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
I don't know what I'm doing. So it's just going to take me all day to get nowhere. So, yeah, I gave up on that manhood stuff.
Okay, because,
like, is there a level of things that you're embarrassed by? Like, light bulb change? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
actually, there's one really high light bulb I can't change.
Bless
That's
you. What I mean. Like, the more simple the task, the more embarrassing it is.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let me put it this way. So we've got a toilet that wouldn't stop running like 2 weeks ago. And I tried to open it up and figure it out. And I did everything that I could.
Mm-hmm.
And it would not stop. And my wife's like, just call somebody. I'll be honest with you. All I was doing was like move my hand around in there to make my wife think that I was doing something.
Jiggling stuff around.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what you do when a toilet runs. You jiggle it around, right? So finally my wife's like, I'm going to call somebody. So she calls a guy.
Yeah.
And he comes in the middle of the day. So I'm the only one home. Guy shows up. And I go, you know, it's upstairs. He goes in there. And he comes down. I go, so what was wrong? He goes, nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Nothing was wrong with it.
What was running?
Yeah. So apparently like.
The chain got wrapped up.
But see, I undid the chain. He goes, yeah, you just have to line the flaps up with this thing.
Oh, you didn't line the flaps,
bro? I did not line the flaps up. But like I felt.
That's toilet 101.
Like not only did I feel like a monster bitch. Because by the way, this guy is my age. It's not like you where you're like elderly.
Yeah.
Where like someone comes over and it's like, hey, you know, what choice did I have? Like he is me.
Yeah.
So then. After he goes, yeah, man, no, it was. I go, what do I owe you? He goes, no, it doesn't.
Well, he didn't charge.
Oh, he didn't even charge.
Well, he charged me for the visit, but he didn't charge me for like the labor, which is very cool of him. So we're all wrapping up, and I give him my card and everything, and he goes, hey, are you on the radio? I'm like, damn it!
Like, really? No, that's another Patrick Duffy.
I could have been an anonymous pansy, but now you know. Like, it's like pansy with Target on my face. Big old Target face pansy.
But we have a fan.
No, he didn't say he liked us. Yeah. He asked if we were on the radio.
Oh,
I'm only here trying to get directions to get away from here. So, yeah, like, it was like, not only is nothing wrong, yeah. And he felt like so bad, like, listen, little boy, I won't even charge you for what I did up there. I know who you are. The rare person.
I've done this thing now where I just get ahead of the next issue. So, same thing. We had a toilet, had an issue with it. So the guy that like remodeled our house, I called him up and go, hey, Gaetano, the toilet's not working right.
Okay.
He comes over, he looks at it, and he goes, you know, my wife's not home. He goes, I could just swap this thing out for like $250. Brand new toilet.
Oh.
I go, it's 10 years old. Yeah, swap it out. I don't have to mess with it for 10 years. I'll be dead. It's perfect. I might actually die on the toilet. So like my wife comes home, and I go, hey, man, we got a new toilet. And she's like, why? I go, because it was only $250, and I don't have to mess with it again. Like it was like a, I thought it was like a genius move. She was pissed off that I spent the money, but I'm like, you got a brand new toilet.
How long is the toilet supposed to last?
I don't know.
10 year.
No, it's
got to last longer than that.
Some people say your toilet shouldn't celebrate a birthday.
Like I remember the house.
Every year you're buying a new toilet.
I don't think we ever replaced a toilet in a house I grew up in. That was 30 plus years.
Yeah, the only toilet we replaced in my house is the one that I shoved my brother in.
Yeah. We replaced toilet seats.
No, but, like
not the actual toilet though.
But now I got a brand new toilet and I don't have to worry for like years.
Okay, but hold on. Kimmy,
like the inside gets all nasty and everything.
Kimmy, when you were searching for like buying homes, you would walk into homes that had like those yellow toilets from like the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, there were like old toilets.
American standard.
Like, that were
where America parks their ass.
Signs of the decade they yeah. came from, for sure.
Like and a new right, dumper is so nice though.
No, why?
New seat, everything's nice.
You could just buy a new seat. Sorry,
a well-maintained toilet can last 50 plus years.
Wow,
but most homeowners replace them closer to 25. Like you know,
so I'm up on the game, bro.
Did you just hear yourself? Not the new ones.
Yeah.
Not like the old American standard made where American parks his ass toilet.
The old John Crapper himself.
I mean, it's just porcelain. Like, it's not a complicated.
No, I don't know. I don't know how a toilet works.
Neither do I. I don't know.
I know the water goes here and the dump goes down here.
Talking about a quart of dumps.
Have you ever used somebody's toilet that's, like, too fancy? Like, it's too advanced? Like, there's buttons on it? Like, I don't want to press the wrong button here.
So I've been in a hotel. I told you where I accidentally bidet'd myself.
Yeah.
I also don't like the warm toilet seat. That freaks me out. Like, why would I want a warm toilet?
No, it sounds like somebody was just in there before
yes.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it grosses me out.
No, I agree with all of that.
Somebody's sweaty ass was already on it.
God. Why?
Why do we need this? This is too much.
I mean, I agree with you there. Also, like, I don't know, man. Like, I just want to be a pansy in peace, right? Like, I just want.
There's a club. Pansies in peace.
Peaceful pansies. Because, look, here's the thing. I know that we're not alone here.
Yeah.
Right? I know there are lots of men in this boat, but they have the ability to, like, keep it behind closed doors and not be idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, oh, yeah, no, I'm a giant bitch-ass bitch nobody respects ever. Like, yesterday, my daughter had her first hockey practice of the year, because it's June 1st, why wouldn't you? And one of the hockey dads, his name's Matt, very handy guy, right, works yeah. with his hands. And his wife, I was talking to her yesterday, Stephanie, she's telling me all about how he's doing stuff in the backyard, he's working under the deck, he's doing other, building this, he's got a diesel truck they're looking into fixing, and I'm just like, I don't know. The truck looks cool. I like the way your truck looks when I picked up your daughter for hockey practice. I'm a pants.
It is hard if you have to follow, like if your wife had men in her past that were like fix-it guys and manly men, it's very hard to follow those guys. So I would suggest if you're like us, find a woman who was raised by a puss. Easy guy to follow, right? Whatever you do, you're already up 10 points in the game, man. Right?
Great advice.
If you just fix like the little light in the refrigerator, you're the man.
That is great advice.
Yeah, but you at the same time, you had a father-in-law who could do a lot of things.
Oh.
And you kind of enjoyed that, no?
Yeah, because I'm a complete wuss.
So that's like, what I mean. Like, he did help you out with a lot of stuff.
Big Tony was, like, amazing.
No, but I mean, to his point, like, or to her point, like, you know, my father-in-law, he's a home inspector.
Yeah.
He was just in town last week, right?
He knows his stuff.
And he walked me through the house and like showed me all of the things, like, this is what yeah. you do, da, 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 da. And it's like, it's literally like he's like holding my weenie and like, yeah. slapping the end of it every time he tells yeah. me something. I get that. It was a weird visual. But that's what it felt like.
Well, you could have left off the flapping. I know. I mean, it's already humiliating that he's holding your penis. He doesn't also have to spank
I just wanted to,
the head of your penis.
No, I just wanted to illustrate how embarrassing it was. And not only is he having it in his hand, he's like,
spanking
ow, 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 ow. Hey, it doesn't hurt, but it stings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A king has his queen. And I got to say, minus one person, they did a really, really good job of keeping everything about this completely quiet. You okay over there?
I'm good. I'm good.
Mics everywhere.
We may have never known.
We wouldn't have
snuck
known.
This in there.
And because of a photo that surfaced from the wedding.
Yeah.
And a story that existed before this wedding, someone in this room now has a conspiracy Ooh. Theory that she is ready to ride with.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, Josh Allen is now tied down forever.
Yep.
He and his fiance, now wife, Haley Steinfeld, got married on Saturday in California. It was a very odd scene. Not the wedding itself.
Yeah.
That looked beautiful, according to my wife.
Yeah.
Kimmy, there were paparazzi swimming all over this wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all the shots that we have of the wedding seem like somebody that snuck in there and found some angle to take the wedding photos Damn. From because they're not close ups. It seems like they were some distance away.
So there was a photo from Friday, which looked to be the rehearsal dinner. Mm. Where they were, they must have been aware the paparazzi were trying to take photos because Josh was holding an umbrella over both of them.
Oh.
So they couldn't get a clear shot of him and his now wife.
Yeah.
So we know about this wedding. At least we knew the day it was happening because of one man, Bills offensive lineman Deion Dawkins, in an interview about a month ago, completely out of nowhere deciding to blow the whole thing.
What about somebody walking down the aisle? You going to any weddings this off season?
Kyle, you're one of a kind. Kyle, you are one of a kind, man. Josh Allen is one of those guys, and he's, you know, he sealed that deal. And soon to come, May 31st.
Oh!
All right. So Dion blows the wedding.
Yeah.
We know he's invited to the wedding. He then tries to walk that back 2 weeks
later. It was the
only
place we heard it.
Yep.
Yeah, the one person who spilled the beans.
So we know that Josh and Dion Dawkins are close.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They spend time at each other's home.
Mm-hmm.
Dion just raves about how much he loves Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He's like they're presenting the MVP award to him.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
So there was a photo that surfaced from the wedding, a paparazzi shot it looks like, of all of the Bills players that were standing up with Josh Allen.
I don't even know this. Does Josh have a brother?
I know he has sisters.
I don't know.
I think he does have maybe a younger brother.
Was that the guy who was in the front, like his best man?
I would think sometimes the brother is in the wedding party.
Okay, that makes sense because there were a couple guys we didn't know. But of the Bills players that were standing up, so that must have been him. Tight end Dawson Knox were there. They've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
Offensive lineman Spencer Brown was standing up with him. And backup quarterback Mitchell Trubisky.
He got in?
Well, he brought
I think they
just
because
he's
together.
A backup?
Well, they said they golfed together a lot.
Backup husband?
Yeah, in case Josh goes down, Mitch has to step in. Dion Dawkins, we know, was at the ceremony.
Okay.
Not standing up with his boy.
Right.
And let me allow Kimmy to take the conspiracy theory from
here. I was curious if after somebody spilled the beans, if they got demoted.
Oh, they got bumped.
Either he got demoted or he was never asked to be in the wedding party, which I find weird just because of the way it seems like those two are like the closest on offense.
So you are ready to push the conspiracy theory. Into federal airwaves that Dion Dawkins was demoted from the groomsmen.
He got bumped.
It's possible.
Which is a really harsh move.
All right, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, 252.
You did give up the one secret you had to keep, though.
You did.
All you had to do was not say the exact date of the wedding because nobody knew about it. I have a theory they were trying to sneak it in there because he was just at OTAs this past week. So I think people thought because... You know, OTAs are going on, and mandatory minicamp starts next week. That why would you get married right now?
Okay,
right?
All right. So let's take Dion out of this and talk about in general,
right?
The situation. Can you be kicked out of a wedding party? Have you
I know people that have.
You've heard of people being kicked,
and it's always groomsmen because somebody does something that takes something too far.
Are you willing to share some reasons why people may have been kicked out of parties?
I'm trying to think of the.
I'm thinking if you're kicked out of the wedding party, you're also kicked out of the wedding.
I thought too.
Like you effed up so bad, we don't want you around. So, I never heard that you just got demoted to like table.
Yeah.
The last one I'm thinking of, so one of the groomsmen just like wasn't really participating in much. Kind of seemed like he didn't want to be there. So I think the groom eventually was like, hey, you don't have to be in it if you don't want. And the groomsman was like, okay, well, then I just want to be a guest.
I don't see that as being kicked out. I see that as two men coming to an agreement.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like in this,
it's still weird.
But you got to pull a move to get bumped.
Yeah. Like in this conspiracy theory, you are now federally floating.
Yeah.
You're saying that Josh looked at him and was like, you were in the party.
I don't know.
But now
I would think that Dion Dawkins would be like one of the first teammates in that wedding party.
Okay.
Because they've played together for so long, more time than Mitchell Trubisky.
Okay.
You know what would really suck? Because if you really fought, like let's say you're, because I had this situation in my second marriage where my ex didn't want one of the people that I picked, one of the guys, in the wedding party.
Okay.
And I had to really
Sorry.
I had to really fight to get him off. You can tell the passion in my voice, man. I'd really fight to get the kid in, right?
Okay.
And then he pulled a move, so I looked really bad.
Mm.
Like, I fought. Yeah. He was just being himself. Which
like you should have seen it coming.
Which was her point. and then the whole wedding, she's pointing to him. Look what you did.
So you're saying she was right?
Oh, she was absolutely right, but I couldn't I work with this dude, man.
I mean, we definitely know that Dawkins at least got an earful based on his second interview about being asked about the
so
wedding.
So she lit up
we
Josh.
We have that audio, right?
Hold on.
Oh,
so she lit up Josh Josh had to light up his guy.
Okay, well, again, we're assuming light up, light up,
bro,
light up.
Bro, you know that's the chain of command, man.
Well, I'm sure he got a stern talking
that's
to.
That's the chain of command.
I mean, Josh could have been upset, too. I mean,
yeah.
What?
You I'm sure they were both pissed, because, again, like, now this makes their day harder on both of them, right? Like, trying to avoid people trying to sneak in, and now that people know the exact date, they know they're going to do some research.
Because to Kimmy's point, like, you know, if nobody knows the date of this wedding on Saturday of Josh and Haley, like, nobody knows where he's going. You had people, I'm sure, following him, because there were photos of him leaving the stadium, waiting in line at the airport,
right,
holding his golf clubs, getting off the plane. So they just had to follow where his car was going to figure out where this wedding was going to be.
True.
If you didn't have the date, none of that happened.
Probably would have thought he was just going golfing.
A lot of this L.A. stuff, they probably keep an eye on all this stuff.
Yeah, but you
a lot
made of this, easier.
A lot of this L.A. stuff,
this West
says.
Coast situation.
We're talking West Coast weddings?
Yeah.
All right, do we have that audio? Because, you know, we talked about how Dion blows the day. We just played the audio. Then had to walk it back in another interview he does with Rich Eisen last week. Okay, so going
man,
back.
Man, how deflated does
he sounds
sound?
Deflated. And that, and you know that guy never sounds deflated.
You're right. But going back to the whole idea he was booted from the groom's party, I agree with you. Like, first of all, on the one hand, from the bride and groom side, if you have done something enough to get kicked out of the party, you've done something enough to be uninvited to the wedding. But on the other side of it, if you are someone who's been given this sacred spot, you spent that money on the suit, going on the bachelor party, and then you're told
you're all in,
you're out, why would you still want to go to that wedding?
Pride.
Yeah.
No, but I would think pride
would... everybody you know is there.
But pride would keep you, and you're actually making my argument, I think so, because like... everyone you know is there. You don't think they're going to be busting his balls all night that he's not in the wedding party?
I hope they do.
Right? Okay. Yeah. And there would be tension you just being in the room. You don't want to ruin the bride's day.
Yeah, but you're also like, you know, you're also kind of pissed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't deserve this. I screwed up, but, you know, I can't even come.
No, that's my, well, no, but I would say, like, not that you can't come. I will take myself out of it.
Yeah, but then you're kind of, I mean, you already RSVP'd. You already picked your dinner.
All your buddies are there, open B.
Yeah, I think you're still going.
But again, you're talking about a personal relationship now. In my opinion, if I get booted out of the groomsmen's party, I'll send a gift, I'll mend the relationship down the road. And I don't want to be a distraction.
Is Deion Dawkins, does he have a girl, like, maybe his girlfriend's close with people, you know?
I don't know.
I think you're still
He's not married, right?
I don't think so. He's never talked about a wife.
Yeah.
No, I think he's got a girlfriend, though.
He seems like a player.
Why?
He's fun. He's rich.
He's fun.
He's young.
Josh isn't fun and rich?
Josh isn't a player, man.
Okay.
He's a goof.
He's fun. He's a golden retriever.
Deion's smooth. Josh ain't smooth.
You know nothing about Deion Dawkins. All you know is the audio we have played you. What numbers you wear?
The right one.
Wait, what's that?
Number one, baby.
Number one, baby. You're such an idiot. If I lined up three offensive linemen, you could not pick out which one is
I don't
Deion
get
Dawkins.
Tied up with the numbers game, man.
Or the face game.
Or the West Coast game.
Or the personality game.
I don't play this L.A. stuff.
It's funny because I would think he would be number one Bill's teammate to be in the wedding, but I could also see him not being asked to be in it up front. Because he also seems like that one groomsman that's going to take things too far.
That's a good call.
Like, that's the guy you can't trust on the bachelor party.
No, that's it. It's not stealing the show. It's what are we doing at the bachelor party? All of a sudden, he's shirtless in his
underwear.
I can't
give him any responsibilities.
All right, so Troy has got a great way to figure out if this actually happened.
Okay.
Again, he's writing us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He writes, were there equal bridesmaids and groomsmen? Mm. If not... Dawkins got bumped.
Okay.
We don't know.
We haven't seen
the... saw a few pictures.
All right. Once we get the bridesmaids' photos, we'll count them out.
Okay.
All right.
And Troy's right. If there's an unequal number, Dawkins was out.
Okay.
It's not even like he could resell that suit. So, he's like 6'4", 300 pounds.
Hey, so that's total custom.
Find it interesting, though, because it might be hard to tell the way that the groomsmen and bridesmaids were lined up. It seemed like... people were standing on Josh's side, like guys and girls, because like they were like his sisters, I think, were on his side.
Oh,
so it's hard.
I think
the
sisters go to the chick's side.
No, like there were guys and girls on both sides.
I didn't notice.
I've never seen that.
I was trying to figure out how they lined it up based on who.
Just
knew
a new
who.
Way of doing things.
It's the West Coast way.
I like separation.
By the way, I love how we all saw these pictures. Kimmy's the only one who picked up on all these little details. It's like my wife is doing the same thing. She's like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. She's wearing a suit with a bow tie. He looks good. Good for Josh. Well, congratulations to everyone but Deion Dawkins.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There is a man.
What happened?
Here in the state of New York.
Yeah.
That is ready to finally bring us into the 21st century. Because it turns out we are the only state in America where these are illegal.
Okay.
And the argument he's making, valid argument. Very few people will argue against it. In fact, so few people will argue this because this illegal device is so common, we in New York are unaware that it's even against the law to use them. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, a state senator from here in New York.
What do you do?
He has introduced a bill to finally allow these at New York State gas pumps. 49 other states have already legalized them. And he says New York keeping them illegal is pointless. That device, the automatic handle that keeps your gas pumping while it's at the
I love those.
Okay. The little clips.
Yeah. If they have them, that's my gas station.
Wait a minute.
Do all gas stations not have them?
So not all of them have them because it turns out they are illegal in the state of New York.
I've never noticed.
And they have been since the early 1980s. They're everywhere.
Right now.
Yeah.
But not every place has them.
Okay.
There are some that don't.
Oh.
You're more likely to find a gas station that has them than not have them.
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys aware these were illegal?
Nope.
People would lock it and then walk away.
Yes.
Which
right.
they don't want you to do.
They don't want you to lock it, period.
Right, because I would lock if it's cold, I get back in my car until it's done.
God,
do
I
you
hate
really?
You. God.
Yeah.
You're the reason why people argue they should be illegal.
I also leave the car running.
While you're pumping
in
gas?
In the winter.
Bro!
That doesn't make it better. It actually probably makes it worse.
What?
You're the reason why this thing isn't going to be made legal because idiots like you, whoa.
No, but it's like 9 degrees outside. I'm not going to freeze my ass off. So I click it.
Yeah.
Sit down. When I hear the click, I get back out and I'm done. I figured that's why they made it. You have to sit there like a jamoke.
Why did they make it in the first place?
Well, I mean, so you don't have to have your hand on
right.
the pump the whole
time.
Yeah.
I didn't know if there was another reason.
No. So
just
I thought it made it so you could walk away.
Oh, my God.
Come back when it's done.
You're an idiot.
Auto style. Okay, automatic.
So, So here's what just happened.
What happened?
If you're listening. Not only... they're like, you have the most counterproductive mouth in the history of the world. Because it's now on the radar statewide.
Yeah.
Right? That these are illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Which means like maybe they go looking for them and take them away now.
Yeah.
And you just made a valid argument as to why these should be illegal.
Well, I mean, I don't see the danger in sitting in my car. I'm right there.
While it's running.
While it's running.
While your car is running.
And only in the wintertime because it's cold.
Clearly, it is without question illegal and dangerous.
We're going to call the gas cops on you, son.
I don't even know who you... Well, no, you wouldn't have to because you're just going to explode.
We're going to call the bomb squad.
Okay,
you just blow it up.
Not
good.
How?
It's too late.
You can't argue that it's safe to keep your car running while you're pumping gas.
Oh, my God. The car is designed to run. And the gas is up here. The
car is designed to run?
The exhaust pipe's
that's
over here.
That's your argument?
Nothing's gonna, how's it going to catch on fire?
The car is moved. It's running.
It runs when it has gas in it. How's
oh
it going to explode then?
Well, yeah, okay. You're an idiot.
Oh, my God. Oh, heavens, Thomas. What have you done,
no, cause like,
Tommy?
This guy makes a valid point, which is what person is stupid enough to walk away from the gas pump while it's happening, and you go, not only do I walk away, I leave my car on and sit in it.
Well, at least I am in the area. I am supervising
it. No, you're not!
I mean, I'm not inside buying donuts and cigarettes.
Okay.
Or pornography, because they don't sell porn anymore.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because, like, there are laws you see on a pretty regular basis where someone is, they're so stupid, you go, who would be dumb enough where this law has to exist that they would try this. Mm. And then literally 3 minutes into this discussion, you prove why you need this law.
So what do you do? Shut your car down?
Yes.
And make sure all your gauges are disengaged?
No.
And you get outside and make sure everything is grounded?
What?
Make sure your hands are clean. Put the nozzle in.
You just have to turn the... That's all you have to do.
Stand there and salute.
All you have to
do is turn America Gas off. Proudly flows into your tank, America. Thank you.
Not American Gas.
Job in America.
252-WCMF. 252-9263. We started this discussion about a man in New York, Bill, a lawmaker, arguing that we should make these clips that every gas station, almost every gas station has, turns out they're illegal. They keep the gas flowing, anything, make them legal officially. And the argument is, who's stupid enough to like mess this up? And then Tommy opens his mouth and proves why this law needs to exist. Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Nick.
So I was always a big fan of the clip until the one time that the automatic shutoff didn't automatic shut off.
Oh.
And the clip stayed clipped, and it pissed about a gallon and a half of gas down the side of my car.
Wait, so it was your car that screwed up or the gas pump that screwed up?
I'm not sure which, but it did. I would guess it was the gas pump because that's what's supposed to sense.
Wait, Jesus Christ, Nick, you died?
Well, no, but
from the car exploding? Because the gas... Did you die?
Wouldn't you be embarrassed if all of a sudden your car was spewing gas?
He wears that outfit today. You think you'd be embarrassed about gas?
While you're sitting in your car, scrolling Instagram, giggling at reels, meanwhile your car's spewing out gas.
By the way, you pay for it. It's on you.
What do you...
Yeah, it's all over your paint, all over the side of your car. It's on the floor.
Oh, you go wash it off.
It's a massive health, an environmental hazard.
No, it's not. Gas evaporates almost immediately.
No, it's not. Gas evaporates almost immediately. You're an idiot.
It does.
You're an idiot.
By the time it hits the ground, it's almost gone.
Shut up! You're saying stupid.
No, you can burn it off with a cigarette.
Gas. Say that again, Nick, I'm sorry.
No one's actually ever seen liquid gas before. A puddle, it's just gas instantly. Just evaporates.
All right, well, okay, so... Nick, second reason why maybe these are a bad idea to make them legal. God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
That would be my fear. It's more the embarrassment, I think, than the
danger. What, are these your best friends hanging out at the gas station?
Well, no,
get
like,
new friends.
You'd have to go inside and tell them you spilled gas all over the
ground. You don't
drive away, you monster.
Bro, you pay for your gasoline.
People are like watching
it's
you.
It's on the ground. It's just going to go away.
Oh, my God. No, it's not.
What do you think? It sits there forever?
Bro, have you not seen gas puddles in, like gas, the shiny things in puddles? That's gasoline.
Yeah, it goes away.
Where?
Or the ducks.
It goes on the ducks.
And then you wipe it off with the detergent.
You wipe it off with the detergent. Paul writes
You're a bunch of gas sissies.
Gas sissies.
Yes. You're all scared of gas.
You should be scared of gas.
Been around since dinosaur ass.
Paul writes us, no, the dinosaur ass is the gas.
Yeah, it melts into gas.
Paul writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, breaking news, Pittsburgh squatter dies in gas station explosion because, quote, them cars were meant to run. Two five two WCMF. 252-9263. This discussion started with gas clips being made legal in New York potentially. We are now having a discussion about how stupid this man that sits across from me is. Let's talk to Barbara. Hey, Barbara, how are you, buddy?
Morning. Tommy, you're old enough to remember, but Duffy, I doubt that you are, and it still happens in New Jersey. Full service gas stations where they come out, they pump for you. That's the reason why I worked at one. That's the reason we can do it. We could pump multiple cars at the same time off the same island. Also, remember the days when you'd pull in, the guy could start the gas, he'd lift up the hood, check your oil, wash, clean off your windshield and all that. That's the reason for the
check your wife, everything. Beautiful.
Yep.
Right up underneath the sweater.
Hey,
make sure it's all good.
She's a court low.
Well, Tommy, your mom had a special dipstick, so.
Yeah, any stick available.
Only in Jersey. Or the Tri-State area.
Barbara, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Steve writes us on Instagram. Tommy, you idiot. The reason why the pump can is because the pump can emit fumes. Also, like Nick said, the pump can malfunction and spew gas out of the car. If your car is running, sparks it makes in the engine can set it off, and at that point, it won't matter
your
if
engine.
You're, quote, supervising.
What, you're running your sparkler car?
Sparkler?
Sparkler?
Sparkler? Are you, what are you sparkler. Doing home improvement now with your spackle? Did you try to say sparkler? You can't say words right, and you're going to try and tell me about science, you
I've never seen a spark come from my car. Have you?
Spark?
Sparks fly it all out?
I've seen smoke. Where there's smoke, there's sparks.
That's the tailpipe.
No, you idiot. I've had a car overheat on me before.
Well, that's because you drove junk.
Yeah, okay.
I drive a fine American Japanese automobile assembled in many countries.
252-WCMF. Turns out not everyone thinks you're an idiot.
All right.
Sounds like you got a fan of Jay. He's on CMF. Hey, Jay, how are you, buddy?
Morning, boys and Kimmy. And no, I'm Tommy, I'm not a fan, but for once in your life, you're right.
Why is that?
For the first time ever.
How's that?
So I drive gas cars in the winter doing Uber, and every morning I go to Delta Sonic, leave it running while I go inside, and I get my breakfast and go through all my morning stuff.
Okay.
And I've been doing that for 7 years, and I've never had a problem.
You know, you just jinxed
yourself,
right? It's going to happen today. We're going to hear, weird voice man killed an explosion at gas station. Break room mourns only caller missing. Jay, don't do that, Jay!
He's busy. He's got a million things going on.
I got to get on the road.
He's a hustler, man.
Got to get on the road. You're calling us right now.
He keeps America moving, baby.
Quickville. Jay's going inside.
Driving America.
In America. Ryan's on Jay's team here. He says, I'll go inside and buy stuff when my gas is pumping, and if it doesn't have the clip, I'll put my cap in it. You're an idiot.
Why do you got to keep it running, though? Like, that's my question. That doesn't really save you any
time. So he can slide over the hood like it's lethal weapon. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jay.
I won't put my cap in it. I just won't go to a gas station that doesn't have the clip.
Okay. No, but to Kimmy's point, why does it have to keep
like
running?
The running doesn't save you much time.
Wait, but it's cold,
though. Your car.
It's not good to keep starting
your car. I leave my car off. I don't leave my car running. I'm not that stupid.
Okay.
Okay, good.
He's just stupid.
I'm not that stupid.
He's kind of stupid.
Jay, thanks for the call, buddy.
He's not like break room stupid.
Oh, my. No, don't lump me and Kimmy into your stupidity. I know you know you're wrong, because when you know you're wrong, you just start talking like this.
Gas cops.
Start going Jack Garner on everybody. No, I mean, look, it is also strange nationwide how many weird rules there are against with gas pumps.
Yeah.
How different it is state to state.
Well, here's the thing. Like Barbara brought up, New Jersey is the only state in America where you're not allowed to pump your own gas.
Mm.
Oregon was that way until 2023. They changed that law. But even when they did that in Oregon, you can go back and look. There were people writing online, like, what do I do? People were afraid that they were going to smell like gas all day and it was going to have like some effect on their brain.
Oh. It would be weird growing up not ever doing it. You know what I mean? And then, like, the first time you're at a pump where you're supposed to do it yourself, I could see people being very lost.
It's not complicated. Stick in hole, pull.
Wait, you pulled up to your mom?
See, like, that's how I know you. Again, you're right. That was not even a good joke. That joke sucked.
Stick it in.
That joke sucked, and I hope you explode.
Fill her up.
252 WCMF.
Ding, ding, ding.
Don't step away from her.
That's how old he is. He's doing the ding gas station.
M, don't leave her running.
M, don't leave her running. 252 WCMF. Again, we started this conversation with a state lawmaker that wants to make the fixed pump clips at gas stations legal in New York. They're illegal, even though they're everywhere. Tommy then reveals to us he only goes to gas stations that have the clip. In the wintertime, he will set the clip, get in his car, and keep it running.
Yeah.
He goes, whoa, 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 and then proceeds to make voices at us when we all argue valid points. Steve writes back, by the way.
What's Steve got to say?
Well, you know, you had...
Steve had straightened right out.
You had argued, you know, you ever see your car spark? Your car runs because of mini explosions.
Yeah, but they're all sealed up in an engine.
Sealed
they're
in an engine!
They're not like throwing sparks out like I'm on a parade.
Okay, last call, 252-WCMF. Jeremy, how you doing, buddy?
Jesus, so much passion for gas this morning. And Tommy's covering the gamut. You sound like Jack Garner. He did Spocko. He dropped an F-bomb earlier.
Yeah, he did.
Man, you're really racking them up. Listen, I don't understand why these clips are illegal because, you know, it has to do with if you don't have an automatic shutoff valve, you shouldn't use the clips. They should just mandate automatic shutoff valves in every gas station in New York State. That would solve this problem, number one. Number two, it's perfectly fine to leave your car running. It's awful to get in and out of your car because of the static electricity that builds up. That's what causes the spark ignites the gas.
I can't wait to watch his
Ford. I didn't see Jeremy having that take. Okay, I thought he was going to be anti-Tommy here.
Look, whether or not he's anti-Tommy, I can't wait to see the three strands of hair go up in flames when Tommy's static bursts.
Where are you getting static electricity? Is there no carpet?
From that jacket?
No, there's a static. There's a static difference in charge. Between the inside and the outside, yes.
I got anti-static around my car.
Anti-static?
Yeah, I paid for it. I paid extra.
There is no way with those stupid track suits that you have anti-static. Your trends with a Z hair stands up like Charlie Brown, man. There's no way.
There it is.
Forget it. Kablamma kablooey. See you, Dick.
Say, buddy, there goes kablamma kablooey. All right, don't do what Tommy does.
Yes.
Let's take a break. Yes.
Clear the gas.
Okay, you idiot. God, you're a dumbass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.